Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. I'm sorry I'm just a few seconds late to get onto the show. I was on a call and I was like, oh my goodness, I better get on my show. Happy Earth Day to everyone. You know, it's a beautiful day here in New Jersey. I'm enjoying it. It's like, woohoo, spring is here. And it's really a beautiful Earth Day for sure. You know, I always come up with different topics. You know, I really try to make it diverse because, you know, I don't want to have the same different, you know, same topics like, oh, she's talking about that same old thing. Because I really want to have, I have an array of different listeners. I really do. I have truck drivers listening to my show. I have entrepreneurs listening to my show. I have, you know, ordinary people that have jobs that listen to my show. I have nurses that listen to my show. I mean, I really do have an array of different people. So I try to make the topics different things for different, you know, different strokes for different folks kind of thing. So today I want to do Earth Day because that really encompasses everybody because everybody's on this earth. So that's why I wanted to really talk about it. But I really wanted to talk about leaving a legacy. As we always hear that, you know, I want to leave a legacy for my children. I want to leave a legacy for my grandchildren. And everybody thinks that you have to leave tons of money or you have to leave, you know, especially the money is the big thing. But, you know, folks, it's not the money. I'm going to tell you something. I always thought that, you know, I was brought up, you know, my parents worked, you know, my mom was home most of, you know, my dad worked. He worked many, many hours. Sometimes I was like, Daddy, who? You know, because he worked out. I mean, I would see him in the morning, okay? He woke me up. He was my alarm clock in the morning, and it was like 5:45. I still get up 5:45, okay? I mean, I'm 51 years old. I'm still doing the 5:45. And it was like, you know, he would get up. He goes, you got to get up for school. Let's go. You know, because, you know, my mom would, she'd get up and she would take us to school. So my dad, you know, he's out on the road. And it was like he would get home at 8 o'clock. And it's like my sister for a while, the middle child, okay, she was like, she would be in bed at before dad would home, you know, get home because I think she would go to bed at 8. And then daddy would be home like 8:30. So it was like she didn't see him for a while. So it was like, you know, very hard, you know, it was hard for her for a while there. And he would try to get, he always tried the hardest to get there for like the graduations and so forth. And I mean, working, that's all I remember my dad doing. And then my mom, you know, as we got older, you know, she did work during when I was little. She worked for a whole year. I remember not seeing my mom for a whole year, only on weekends. You know, and it was hard because it was like I would, my grandparents and my aunt, I had my aunt, my favorite aunt, and she was 10 years older than me. And I was with them for a whole year, but my parents every weekend came to see me, and they just dedicated that whole year of working, the two of them. And it was like, you know, it was difficult. And then, you know, my parents both worked. So the same thing, you know, my mom worked another time, and then she worked her latter years, and then she retired, and so did my father. And now they travel back and forth to Puerto Rico and Florida, but now they're staying in Florida. But the point I'm trying to make is that I remember specifically those times that they weren't around. They were not that they were traumatic, like, oh, my God, but you remember when they weren't around. I do remember the times when we spent time together, remember the family times and so forth, but you still remember those times when they weren't around. And it was because they were working. It wasn't that they were, you know, neglectful, they forgot us or so forth. No, they were working, you know. And that's one of the things that my kids remember. Because I went through a very bad time back in the early 90s. I went through a very bitter divorce, and I had to work. I lost everything, you know, my house, my car, my job, the whole thing. I know I've said that before on a radio show, and I had to work many, 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 many hours. And what happened was that, you know, I remember not seeing the kids because it was just like working every weekend, every hours that I could work. It was horrible, you know. It was like just work as much as you can because you had to. You had to work whatever you can. And I, you know, that's one of the things I missed, not spending the time with the kids. And then I worked weekends as a visiting nurse because, you know, I mean, it was like a great deal. You worked Saturday and Sunday. You got paid a full week with full benefits. Who would not want that kind of a job? But guess what? When were all the wonderful, you know, family get-togethers? Saturday and Sunday. When were all the things? Saturday and Sunday. So guess who missed out on that? I did. Because guess what? I only had 2 weekends off, you know. And then for vacations, you know, it came out to, well, maybe I had, 6 weekends off a year. So I was working them, you know. And again, I missed out on things. So those were things that I remember for 28 years of doing this. It was I was working. So those are things that you can't get back. You can't get back the time. You know, you could give your kids all the money in the world, but guess what? You cannot take back the time. That, folks, is the legacy that you could give your children. That's the point I want to make today. That's what I really want to drive home to all of you today. You can't give back the time, really. You could sit there and you could, you know, work all those hours, put in all that blood, sweat, and tears, and work and work and work and work, and you could hand the kids, you know, whatever, $10,000, $20,000, whatever you put in the bank, okay? But guess what? That time that you could have given your child, you can't get that back. Let me say that again. That time you could have given your child, you cannot get that back, okay? And what's very difficult, if you're a single parent, you know, and I understand that. Trust me, I fully, fully understand that. Because there was times when I wanted to spend time, there was times I couldn't even spend time with my husband because I was working. You know, I mean, it was very difficult. You know, you want to spend time and you can't. There was choices I had to make. I had no choice because it was either, you know, there was bills that had to be paid. I mean, I was up against between a rock and a hard place. I fully understand that. But there are things that you can do that, you know, there really are. Guess what you can do? You know that big thing that's in your living room? That, you know, that square thing? That, you know, that talks, that TV? Turn that sucker off. And I know that there's going to be advertisers out there that are probably saying, oh, my God, that woman's saying to turn us off. Yeah, turn it off. Guess what? You can record it. And I know there are football enthusiasts. And guess what? I know that baseball season's coming up. Guess what? Turn it off. Because you know what? You can see it at another time. Yes, I know the World Series. I know you want to see it as it happens. Guess what? Turn it off. Turn it off. And ladies, guess what? That soap opera, turn it off. Because guess what? That, you know, soap opera, who the hell cares? Who the hell cares what's happening on General Hospital? Really? Who the hell cares? Really? Because you know what? That time that you could spend with your child, where you could take a walk or you could do some time with that child, that is more precious than what the hell's happening on General Hospital. Really? And whatever's happening with the World Series, really, you're going to know about it anyway. In a few hours, you're going to know what's going to happen anyway. But that time that you could have with your child, that time you're never going to capture that time again with your child or with your grandchild. Because you know what? Life can change in a second. It can. Let me tell you a story, okay? I still today, when I think about it, I'm like, are you kidding me? My father saw his baby sister okay? They said goodbye. They were in Pennsylvania. My father said goodbye to her. The next day was her birthday, okay, her 50th birthday. He said goodbye to her. Everything was fine. He was on his way down to Florida, okay? Everything was fine. Everything was wonderful. No problems. You know, hey, I'll see you later. Everything good. Hugged each other. He's on his way down to Florida, okay? The very next day on her birthday, she was on her way to church. On her way to church, folks, okay? Her son was driving, okay? They had a surprise party waiting for her, okay? He's on his way, minding his own business. Well, somebody ran a stop sign, hit his truck, okay? She's in the middle. Her husband's on the outside. He's driving, okay? They hit his truck. Well, they hit a building, and she was killed instantly. In a matter of 24 hours, folks, okay? My father just saw her. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You need to understand that in a matter of 24 hours, things can change. And trust me, that moment that you have with your child, with your loved one, with your husband, wife, mother, father, whomever, you need to take advantage of that time. That is the trueness of a legacy. Because when the time, you know, when your time is up on this earth, because guess what? You know what people are going to remember? They're going to remember that $100,000 you left. They're going to remember the $10,000 you left, the $20,000 you left. Yeah, that's going to be nice. But you know what they're going to remember? Do you remember when Grandma, she did da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Do you remember when Grandpa did this? Do you remember when Dad used to do this? Because you know, when you're at funerals, what do they talk about? They talk about what that person used to do. That's what they do. They talk about memories. They talk about stories. What is your child going to have? What stories is your child going to have about you? Okay? What is the stories that your child or your loved one's going to have about you? And do it out of your heart. Not do it because you want to have something told about you. Don't do that for that. Do it because you want to. Do it because you want to spend time. Because that is a commodity. People don't realize they, you know, I was just talking to somebody today. Oh, I wanted to go traveling. I'm like, and? Well, you know, I'm going to get to it. No, get to it now. Make the plans now and follow through now. Not tomorrow, not next week. Follow through now. Make the plans and do what you're going to do. And don't forget to have fun because that's what it's all about. That's really what it's all about. You know, we hear about, oh, we got to make a change. We got to make a change. We got to make a change. Well, how come back in the day, all these people that decided to make a change, it was done one by one? You know, somebody had the guts to stand up and say, hey, I'm going to make a change. When you read about the leaders from back in the day, there was just one person who did it. They had the guts to do it, and they stood up, and they did it. And you could be that person. You could make that change. You can. I don't want to hear it that, oh, I'm just one person. No. That's why we have all the craziness that we have. You know, I love it when I see protesters, and I'm not going to get into no political nonsense. I'm not. I really am not. Okay, but I love when I see protesters that hide their face and they do all this crazy nonsense. Don't hide your face. Don't hide your face. If you're really into protesting about different things, don't hide your face. Okay, but really stand up for the truth of what is going on. If you want to make a change, do it peacefully and do it for the right reason. Okay? Do it for the right reason. Don't do it because you want some political gain out there. Don't do it because you want to be a rebel rouser, you want to cause trouble. Do it for the right reason. Really do it for the right reason. And if you want to make a change, have a solution for what's going out there. Okay, because there is a lot of injustices out there on both sides of the fence. There is. But there needs to be peace, because really that's what it's all about. One of the people that I loved very dearly that passed away, okay, and she said she would never be at one of those protests, okay, because of that very reason. And that was Mother Teresa, okay? She was in a lot of situations where, I mean, there was a lot of things happening, and she was very peaceful. I mean, that woman entered a room, and you felt the peace. She wasn't out there protesting and covering her face. No, she was out there with peace. And that's how you go into a situation with peace. There's no reason to scream. There's no. You handle it with peace. People hear you. They hear you much clearer if you speak with a tone of peace and quietness. You're heard much better than if you're screaming. So that's where you leave a legacy. You make a difference. That's what it's all about, folks. You know, that's what Earth Day is every day. It's not just today and then, okay, well, let's worry about it next year. Okay, let's do another agenda. No, it's every day. It's every day you make a difference. You make a difference in somebody's life. You make somebody smile. You know, you make a difference. You know, that little bit of difference. You smile at somebody or, you know, just any little thing, anything at all that makes a difference in somebody's life, let me tell you something. You touched a soul. You touched somebody's soul, it just sparks something. It really does. You know, I read a book, and, you know, we all talk about the secret and about the abundance and about the law of attraction. You want to know what the real secret is? The real secret is love. It really is. You know, a lot of people don't know that. That's really what the secret is, because in each and every one of us, there is love, but it's what you do with it. And, you know, I know people are saying, well, there's not love. There wasn't in love in Adolf Hitler. There wasn't in love in the, well, you know, everybody starts off one way, but, you know, it's, you have, inside of you, you have a soul, okay? You make your own choices. What his choice was, I don't know, but he has to deal with his own higher power. You know, he's on the, to me, you know, he had to deal with his own higher power. To me, that's God. You know, again, it's whatever your belief is. You know, for what he did with, you know, the atrocities that he did. I'm at peace with my God. You know, it's funny because I had someone tell me, well, you're going to be busy on Sunday because you're going to be going to church. I don't go to church. And it's like, oh, my God, you don't go to church? No, I don't. I don't. And I haven't gone to church for years. And the reason I don't go to church is because I talk to God every day. I come out in my backyard and I talk to God every day. I don't feel I need to talk to God. I don't have to go through I don't have to go through people to talk to God. I could talk to God every day. I just come out here and I have my conversation with God. You know, I've had to deal with things, and I go straight up to, you know, God. Why do I have to go through the middleman? That's my opinion. That's the way I feel. You know, and everybody has their own feelings. I feel everybody has their own opinion, and that's their choice for whatever they feel. I feel that you don't need to go into church to talk to God. That's a building to me. Again, that's my opinion. You know, but again, going back to legacy, you know, you can do whatever you want with your legacy, but it really is, it's all about time. It's the time that you're spending with the person or persons that you love the most. That, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, means the most. It was so funny. I didn't realize, you know, my oldest son sent me a bouquet of flowers recently. And he says, Mom, you know, you're a tough cookie. I just wanted to send you a bouquet to cheer you up. He says, you've been through a lot, and I just wanted to cheer you up. And it was funny. He goes and he says, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for you. says, you taught me a lot. You know, you showed me how to work. He says, I wouldn't own a house. I own a house. He's 30 years old. He bought a house a couple of years ago. You know, he says, kids my age, he goes, you know, a young adult. He's not a kid. He is. He's a young adult. But to me, he's always going to be my baby. You know, at 30 years old, he's still going to always be my baby. He goes and he said to me that, he says, a lot of people don't own houses. He goes, I own my house. I own my car. You know, he's a police officer. And it's funny the way he told me that. He goes and he says, I saw how hard you worked, Mom. He says, now it's time for you to take it easy. I said, Joe, I don't know how to take it easy. He says, well, you're going to have to learn. But I didn't realize, seriously, I didn't realize somebody was watching me. And it was my child. It was, as a matter of fact, it was my three children watching me. You don't realize that your children are watching you. You don't. And seriously, they are. They are watching you. And they really want to spend time with you. You know, it was funny. Recently, I was on the phone with, doing my business calls. And I, you know, doing what I normally do. And it was funny because my son, you know, my youngest son, he goes, Mom, I got to talk to you. I'm like, okay, fine, let's talk. And we have our time. And he goes, I need to talk to you. He goes, I've been wanting to talk to you. And I said, okay, what's the matter? He goes, you know, there's a person that keeps calling you. And I said, okay. You know, that person keeps calling you and calling you and calling you. I said, okay. You know, there's times I need to talk to you and that person keeps calling you. I said, okay. I said, thank you for bringing it to my attention. I didn't realize it, you know, because, again, I was doing business. And he says, there's times I need you and that person calls. I said, okay. Now that you brought it to my attention, I said, when that person calls and if you need me, because I wasn't realizing it. I really wasn't. I said, I will make a point to get off the phone. That I made it a point that my family comes first. Business will never come first before my family, ever. Years ago, I was always, you know, I got to work. That comes first. I have to work. I have to do what I got to do. No, not anymore. So that person was calling, and I would say, excuse me, I have to go. You know, Eric needs me. And when that started happening, he was like, you got off the phone with that person. I said, yes, I did. I said, you come first. You needed me. Okay, come on. Let's do what we got to do here. And he was like, was surprised. I said, no, remember, you come first. And I was happy he brought it to my attention because, to be very honest with you, I did not realize it. I didn't. And you have to do that too, because sometimes, you know, you're busy doing things, you know, whatever it is around the house, your children come first because it does affect them. I didn't realize. My son's 18 years old. It really was affecting him. You know, and not that he was trying to be, you know, like, you know, some kids, sometimes they really need attention. You know, it goes a little bit beyond where they want to be, you know, you can't let them be the center of attention where it gets, like, narcissistic, because some people are narcissistic. I know of some people that have to have attention, and if they don't have attention, they actually become sick over it. You can't let that happen. Because then that's an illness, you know, and I know of quite a few people that have that illness, and it's very sad. It really is. But, no, my son was being, he kept saying, you know, like, I need, you know, help with the prom. I need help with this. I need help with that. And, you know, I didn't realize. I'm like, okay, I'll get back to you. And I wasn't getting back to him. I wasn't keeping my word, not realizing it. And he did. He pulled me to the mat, and I'm happy that he did. I was not realizing that I was doing it. So that is, you know, again, a life lesson that I learned that I have to keep to my word. And again, you know, it was a learning process for both of us that he had to step up and, you know, there was a problem. He had to bring it to my attention and we resolved it. So I'm just letting you know, those are things that, again, is part of a legacy. And it's important that you bring, you know, you do spend that time with your children. That is the true legacy. Not the money, folks. Really, not the money. You know, I'm in a business right now where I'm leaving a financial legacy for my children. You know, it's gold that I'm leaving for my children. Yeah, that's great. You know, hey, yes, that is. But I'm also leaving my time with my children because I know that that's important. When you get a life-threatening illness, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wake-up call. It really is. It brought things into perspective for me. So I'm telling you from my heart, I'm telling you from experience that it does wake you up. Please don't let that happen to you. Thank God it was a wake-up call, and I'm on this side of the grass instead of the other side of the grass, that it was early enough. But, you know, I hope that it never happens to you. I hope that you never get that kind of news. But please enjoy the time that you have with your family. Please enjoy the time that you have with your children, with your loved ones, with your significant other, whomever it is that it's important in your life. Take that time. Pick up the phone. And if there is someone that's in your life that you're estranged, pick up the damn phone and tell them. Now, if they have issues and you can't get through to them, okay, you tried, oh well. There's not a damn thing you could do if they got issues. The onus is on them, okay? There's really nothing you can do. There's nothing, but at least you tried. It's the best that you can do. It really is. I hope that this show has opened up some eyes and has really made you think that really the true legacy is you. You and your time. You have a lot to give. You really do. You have more than you think inside of you. You have stories to share. You have so much inside of you that you need to give that. You have to pass that down to the next generation so that they can pass it down to the next generation. Because that's really what it's all about. Really, there's things inside of you you need to share. It's your obligation to share it with the next generation. So please do so tonight. You know what? Even write it down. Even videotape it. You know, do that video. And don't worry about what you look like with the video. Please, don't even waste the time doing that. Make sure. Videotape it. Videotape the time that you spend with your loved ones because that is priceless. I hope that you get something out of today's call. And again, we're going to have this next week, Wednesday, 9 o'clock a.m. Again, I don't know what the topic's going to be, but we're going to take action. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy Earth Day. This is Diana Karekas, the Take Action Life Coach. Nothing happens until you take action. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye for now.